Episode number four of Black Shoe Diaries podcast, Expandomania. Chris here with Kevin and Mike. Say hello, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We have already in the tank Colorado going to the Pac-10 and Nebraska going to the Big Ten. And your initial thoughts, we'll start with Mike. Nebraska, Big Ten member, what do you think?
I think it's a great pickup for the Big Ten. I mean, it's obviously a home run. It's a program with a lot of tradition. They've got a good national following. And people may say, well, it's not as big a following as Notre Dame, and they're not going to bring in the ratings like Texas. But I mean, really, what this move I think was about was just strengthening the overall league and the competition in the league. So, and I think Nebraska is a pretty good fit. They're a good Midwestern town, and I think it's a great pickup. I'm really excited about seeing Nebraska in the Big Ten.
It does seem to be a natural fit for the conference. I think culturally, it's not that a big of a shock to either side. Kevin, what are your initial thoughts on this?
I was pretty happy with the status quo before all this. So I think adding, like Mike said, someone culturally who fits, athletically who fits, is good. And we're at 12, right, an even number. We have championship game. Joe Paterno is hopefully happy about. This should extend the season a little bit and keep the league relevant, which is something he's harped on for as long as I've been following football, I guess. So that's good. I mean, the other really kind of nice thing, even though I'm happy with 12 and I'm not, one of these people rooting for the 16 team setup, is it's a good place to pause, I think. So you're at 12. The league is pretty good as is. There's no kind of rush to, the Pac-10 picked up Colorado. Now they're trying to rush into doing other things because that was more of a stepping stone move. This one, I think, is a pretty strong move in and of itself.
I think that's absolutely correct in that it's a good place to pause. I saw this as a move to not only strengthen the conference, but also destabilize the Big 12. Delaney's no fool. I think it's become clear when it comes to this entire Jenga thing that we're calling realignment here. It is different. And one thing we mentioned in email discussions earlier today is it's weird how Nebraska is sort of universally being welcomed by practically everybody. Even if you search message boards and blogs and newspaper sites, it's not, you don't see many people really vehemently upset about adding Nebraska. It's not Notre Dame, it's not Texas, but pretty damn good. And, it's funny because, when Penn State joined the Big Ten, it didn't really feel that way. We had universities voting against us, Bobby Knight talking about not wanting to come to State College on a camping trip, people voting against Penn State, Midwestern media during the 1994 undefeated season after the Rose Bowl, and voting for Nebraska. So it's sort of fascinating to me to see the difference in mostly because of the economic needs that are driving this entire expansion to begin with. People want championship games. People are trying to, nudge other conferences out of the picture. Just seems to be a much different deal, but I'm happy to have them, certainly. There's a lot of history between the two, between 1994 and 1982, and we can go on and on. It's a good addition, and I think it's a good, as you said, pausing spot to see what eventually shakes out with Notre Dame, what eventually shakes out with Texas. And at this point, you might as well go to Mike for what the hell is going on in Texas as of 10:05 Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday night.
I'll get into Texas here in a minute, but I'd like to point out, you guys are saying, oh, that's a good pausing spot, something to think about. They want to get Nebraska on the 2011 schedule. So, if you're going to add more teams, it's almost like now's the time to do it, because they're going to have to renegotiate television contracts. There might be bowl bids up for grabs, you know, and they're going to have to rearrange the schedule and all the plans and all that. So you don't want to do all that, and then 12 months from now, add another team and have to do it all over again. But that's
and that's no small, you know, bit of the puzzle here when we're talking about Penn State in 2011. That's a season that everybody is pointing toward as Penn State's next great championship run season, with, you know, all the favorable home games against Ohio State, Iowa, and Wisconsin. If you throw a game at Nebraska in there, say towards the end of the season or even at the beginning of the season, that complicates things. So it's going to be fascinating to see how the schedule shakes out for everybody.
Yeah, there's no guarantee too, though, that those, you know, those favorable games are going to stay on the schedule, and, you know, more than likely it'll probably get, we either aren't getting all those teams or we, you know, there's a good chance we might not get them all. And, you know, like you said, it's too bad because the roster really lines up nicely that year too. So,
but if we do get them all and say add a Nebraska home game, that's going to make the STEP program pretty popular compared to what it is now, Beaver Stadium.
That's
people won't feel so bad about forking over that money.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tim Curley's calling Jim Delaney saying, like, oh, God, please don't give me Indiana, Purdue, and Minnesota for a home schedule next year.
what if they just scrap all the existing schedules and, like, they Jenga that, and all of a sudden they scramble the schedules again, and we end up with Indiana and Purdue and Northwestern and Michigan State at home.
Well, with divisions, I think that happens. I mean, who knows how that shakes out? Whether we're in this Michigan Ohio State division or this corn division that we've talked about.
Yeah, I saw something on Twitter. I think it was from Mark Morehouse. He may have been retweeting someone else, but he said the division should be the Lipitor and Levitra divisions. And I thought that was hilarious without even completely knowing which one Penn State would be in. But I'm for it. I just want to endorse that right away off the top. Texas A&M SEC, is this thing happening, or what's the latest piece of that puzzle?
My perspective here from Texas is, you know, for years there's kind of been this little brother syndrome going on with A&M down here. You know, it wasn't too long ago A&M and Texas were considered themselves on equal playing field, but then A&M kind of fell by the wayside while Texas built up in strength and revenue, and now there's definitely a little brother mentality here. So, you know, Texas wants to pack up the Big 12 South and go to the Pac-10, and it looks like, well, it did look like all that, you know, that was going as planned, and everybody was in the Big 12 South is like, oh yes, please Texas, save us wherever you want to go, and then all of a sudden today it starts creeping out that I guess the Texas A&M Board of Trustees or whatever, they actually have the votes to join the SEC. The rumor goes. So
let me ask you something about that. If you're the SEC, why do you want Texas A&M? What am I not understanding as someone who you know lives in Pennsylvania? Not get it. Is that a huge alumni base? Is there? I mean, I don't even really understand how big Texas A&M is in the scheme of not only college football but that region. Like, give us a sense of, you know, their percentage, for lack of a better term, of the population down there.
Oh, there's a big A&M following down here. There's no doubt about it, and their fans are just fanatical about the team. You know, they've been boosting enrollment up to the point now. They're pretty comparable to Penn State in enrollment down here.
Are they really?
Yeah, they've got about 40,000 undergrads, I think, about now. So they're churning out the alumni like crazy. And where College Station is located, it's kind of right between the Houston and Dallas markets, you know, maybe 50 miles from each. So, you know, so the SEC is gaining, you know, a good academic school, a really good engineering school, and they're you know, gaining access to the markets in San Antonio, Texas, or Houston and Dallas. You know, College Station is right in between those three. So, you know, it expands the SEC footprint into Texas so that if they do decide to pursue an SEC channel, you know, it puts them in a great position, no doubt about it.
I didn't realize they were that big.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. So I knew it was a fine school. I apologize to all the three Aggies who may end up listening to this eventually.
Well, you know, that the part, my only kind of experience with them too is the is that bowl game, which was pretty underwhelming other than Clark's antics. I mean, it was in that dull dome and they weren't very good, we weren't very good. It just seemed like a lot of disappointment. I think their coach had just been fired.
Even our interaction with them before, it was, you know, the bowl game, the Alamo Bowl after the 99 season, that, you know, Penn State was ranked number one in the country, and it just melted down after Dan Nystrom hit that field goal for Minnesota. So we, you know, I think that was a 24-0 game in the Alamo Bowl, and nobody was happy about it. So Texas A&M really hasn't, you know, they haven't been part of even decent memories for us, really.
Yeah, I just called up their stats here. Undergraduate, 38,000 in the fall of 2009, wow. And or 38,000 undergrads and 48,000 students fall.
And is that just College Station?
That's College Station.
Wow. Go A&M. What do they get after that? I mean, I hear Virginia Tech being mentioned, but I don't know. You're not getting the Blacksburg media market there. I don't know if Virginia Tech's the, and I don't know if Florida has enough juice to keep out Miami and Florida State, even if, you know, if they wanted to. It's strange. I mean, if the SEC is trying to get in the action here, you know they're not stopping with one team, so it's going to be interesting to see if this is what, you know, this is the domino piece that starts the raid of the ACC and maybe eventually after that the Big East. And if the Big East gets raided, you know, what happens to Notre Dame in the end here? Is this just, you know, for – this is like choose your own adventure for just squabbling over billions of dollars. It can go just any direction at this point. Where does Notre Dame, Kevin, where do they end up getting squeezed in this whole thing? Do they have to come to the Big Ten at some point? Because I feel that's sort of how Delaney's playing this. He's eventually going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, I think a lot's being made of his evil intentions to kill the Big 12, but I'm not sure that wasn't, you know, less important than trying to mess with the Big East, because really that's where the New York market was, which is something I wrote about, that I think, you know, Texas is obviously the grand slam, but I mean, I think that Notre Dame does more for the New York market and nationally than anybody else. And while I don't think, you know, culturally they're really a perfect fit, eventually where do they end up? I mean, the Big East is such a mess because of the way that it was built. You have these, you know, these basketball schools that don't even have football programs, or if they do, they're not playing D1A. And they're the power holders yet somehow, you know, with the, even though football dwarfs basketball everywhere else, for some reason out east, they're able to kind of control the conference. So the one thing we don't really hear about is whether the Big East wants Notre Dame. I mean, I think that they're content with them, but I haven't heard, you know, a really easy thing for them to have done is just to say, you know, join our conference's a football program or get out. And then that, basically,
just cut them loose.
Yeah. Who? I mean, no one's going after the Big East, I don't think, if you eliminate the Notre Dame thing. I mean, maybe there'll be some shakeout where the SEC goes to the ACC and then the ACC picks one or two teams from the Big East. But if they really are trying to save the conference, I don't know why there isn't more of a rumbling to get rid of Notre Dame, which is really all anybody ever wants out of the Big East. At least all the Big Ten wants. There's the talk about Rutgers, but I'm not buying it. I think they eventually. Notre Dame does eventually have to end up in the Big Ten. I don't know that it's going to happen before, as Mike referred to, this massive renegotiation of terms.
Yeah, I've never bought the Rutgers thing. I've always sort of viewed that as, you know, fifth, sixth down the list, seventh down the list. I think the New York thing is a bit overstated with respect to Rutgers. Mike, your thoughts on where this is all where this is all leading? This is fantasy conference realignment at this point.
Yeah, I've kind of mentioned this on the blog in the past, but kind of the way I see things playing out now is I think, you know, if the Big 12 South goes to the Pac-10, I think we're going to see the SEC try to keep up with the big conferences now. I think, you know, contrary to what you said, I think Virginia Tech looks very attractive to the SEC. You know, even if they don't, they're not really close to DC to grab that market, even if in regional coverage, you know, if they're on ESPN regional, it's going to be on in Virginia and thus in Washington, D.C. I mean, so I think you can get access to that D.C. market through Virginia Tech. I think, you know, other candidates, I think the SEC is going to look to raid the ACC and try to get a Florida State. Probably Miami would be preferable to them to get that Miami market rather than the Tallahassee market. So if they can pick up, you know, Virginia Tech, Miami, now I see the ACC, they've got to raid the Big East. And I would look for them to try to pluck some of the northern teams, try to go after Syracuse, Pitt, Rutgers.
Maybe they go for Rutgers.
Yeah, and now that moves their footprint up north. You know, the ACC championship game is just really struggling being hosted in Atlanta because every time Boston College goes, nobody comes down to see them play. But, you know, if you can move that up to move that game up to Maryland, you know, FedEx Field or Philadelphia or something like that, and draw in that Northeast market, I think that would be tremendous for the ACC. And of course, then now the Big East is gutted. I see them going back to an all basketball league, and Notre Dame at that point pretty much has no choice than to join the Big Ten. I think at that point,
one of the things that you kind of see. Sorry to cut you off, but one of the things I think you're seeing with the speculation of the SEC and the ACC is more of a look at competition. You know, I think it was just assumed from the beginning that the Big Ten was all about a new market with the Big Ten network. And I think to the point about Virginia Tech and the SEC, because they don't have that SEC network and because, you know, those schools, I think Florida gets their own kind of regional coverage. So they don't care so much about expanding the footprint necessarily as expanding kind of the appeal of their big top package that they sell to ESPN. So I think that they can be a little more creative and have a little more interest in actual competition rather than simply where teams are and what's the closest, you know, top 50 market to them.
That's true. And I did read that a lot of those SEC teams sort of have their own independent deal. It doesn't matter if you're Florida or somebody else. But I think this Texas A&M to the SEC thing, if it happens, that's a big domino falling right there. It's gonna branch out just all over the place.
Just real quick, you know, another thing going in my head is with Texas A&M to the SEC. You know, like I was mentioning before to you guys before we came on air, I think Texas A&M might be pulling a move here to try to save the Big 12. What I mean by that is if, you know, by flirting with the SEC, they can jeopardize the deal of the Big 10, 12 South going to the Pac-10. Now some of the other Big 12 South teams get a little nervous, like, well, you know, how together are we here, guys? And, you know, that nervousness may force Texas to say, well, I don't want to go out there by myself. So in a way, A&M may be flirting with the SEC to try to keep the Big 12 together, per se, you know, just to try to break up that unity a little bit and force everybody to stay home and say, well, let's see if we can make this work.
It's a fantastic mess, you know, with lots of athletic departments strapped for cash and, you know, millions and billions of dollars of TV money and network money on the line here. It's going to be just absolutely amazing and fascinating to see how this ends up. And we'll cut it short here. It's 19 minutes. I think that's more than enough because nobody's had enough expansion talk yet, so this is a little more for you. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. So long, I'm gone. But why he mistreat me?